the subconscious mind. So therefore, if there is no conflict on the inside, there will be no conflict on the outside. That's what we're hearing, right? Right? And so if there's no conflict inside of me, I can't be in conflict with anybody around me. So that means that the peace of mind that that a person really experiences will be a result of their what? Perfect consistency. That's, we're going to go back to consistency. I'm talking about you're consistent. I consistently want peace with everybody in here. I consistently want peace with everybody in here. I don't want just peace with her and not peace with her, and peace with her and not peace with her. I want peace with every one of you. So I'm consistent in what I want with you. I'm consistent in terms of my purpose. If I'm consistent in my purpose, the more consistent I am in my purpose, then I'm going to be honest. And if I'm honest, I will not be in conflict on the inside. And if I'm not in conflict on the inside, I won't be attracting people that make me want to smack them upside. I'm in conflict. How do you know? Because I'm going to knock your brains out. That means there's some conflict inside of me right now. Because I'm mad at you. I'm full of conflict. I'm being dishonest with myself. I got some things going on inside of me that's not consistent. And therefore, I'm upset with you. That's what you call a conscious expression of anger. It's an expression of your anger that will wake you up to the truth of who you are. It's the anger that you're telling the truth about. I'm mad. I'm so mad because I'm being so inconsistent and I'm not in agreement within myself, and I got a lot of opposing thoughts inside of myself, and so therefore I'm mad at you because I got conflict on the inside, and so now I'm conflicting with you on the outside, and let's sit down and talk about it. Okay, let's talk about it. You sound like you're taking a lot of responsibility for what you're going through, so me and you can work this out. Because you told me I'm mad, but I know it's me making me mad. Help me get out of this. I'm making myself mad about what you did last night. I'm making myself mad about what you said last night. I'm making myself mad about what happened when we were going out last week. I'm making myself mad about what time you came home for dinner. I'm making myself mad because you didn't keep your agreement. I'm making myself mad. Can we talk about what I'm making myself mad about? See the difference? Yeah. Then I go, okay, let's talk about what you're making yourself mad about. Okay, honest. Honest means consistency. I'm going to apply the truth consistently. Okay? Then he says, and this next paragraph is a trip, y'all. It says, so where does peace of mind come from? Perfect honesty. The Course says perfect means complete. Honesty means consistency. So peace comes from complete consistency. Peace comes from complete consistency. The reason why you go through war, he tells us, is because we wish to deceive. And so if we were at one with ourselves, if we were in harmony with ourselves, if we were in peace with ourselves, which means if we had one purpose within ourselves, then we wouldn't be able to even conceive of being in conflict. If I know what I want to do with you, and I know what that purpose is, how can I be in conflict about what to do with you? I can't be in conflict when I have a goal. I'm in conflict when I don't have a goal, and I don't have a purpose, and I haven't made a decision. So where you are in conflict is where you haven't made up your mind. D. I'm just sharing stuff out of the Course. I'm not this smart. I wouldn't even be here. Right? I'd be like in some other dimension where you didn't pay bills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. I swear. It's almost like I made the decision to get upset and then made up of various ways to keep myself that way all the time. It's like I made a decision to punish myself and then I decided to use the world to do it. Mm-hmm. Through circumstances, people, and situations that constantly come up. And as soon as it looks like I've solved one thing, another thing pops up right behind it. And it looks like everybody's got their problems too. And they also want me to help them out. And I can't hardly help myself. And I don't know what's really going on. And I don't trust nobody because they're not consistent. And I feel pretty good going to that Broncos game.
Go Broncos.
So then it goes on. The Course is so deep. That's why I'm just like going through it. Because many times people don't hear what this is. I've spent the last 26 years of my life remembering this. And that's what you want to do. And so the Course says if you're going through conflict then right now, in any situation in your life right now, ask yourself, tell yourself, I'm deceiving myself. and deceiving myself is dishonesty. Don't try to figure out what you're deceiving yourself about right now. Just tell the truth and say, hey, I'm in conflict, I'm in fear right now in this situation in my life, which means that there's some self-deception going on and some inconsistency going on. Just say that. You don't have to know what it is. Then he goes on to say, well, there's no challenge to a teacher of God, because if he even thinks something is a challenge, then that means you have some doubt. That's why you call it a challenge. So the court says that you're going to get to the point that you're going to trust, what you're going to trust on is going to be so consistent and so solid that it's going to become impossible for you to doubt. Because what you're going to be trusting in is so consistent and so, you know, you don't walk out of the door wondering if gravity is going to be there when you step off the porch. You know, you trust in that, and you trust that it's true for all of us. It's not like I'm going to walk off the porch and then the gravity ain't going to work for me because I'm black. Sorry, gravity only works for white people. Sorry. Something else. I used to be a slave owner in a past life. That's why I was born black. Guess who the slaves were? I give you one guess. And it's all me. All of you are, you all me. You're just different manifestations of the one self. And we all the same being, pretending like it's a room full of different people in order to entertain itself. But some of us have forgotten that we're one, and so therefore we're afraid and inconsistent. Right?
Yeah,
and in conflict, because we've forgotten our oneness. If we knew we were one, then we could look at our differences as being a very exciting, because we have all these various ways of coming to the realization of how loved and loving and beautiful we are. And so that would be your individuality. Your individuality would be your own special way of showing me how wonderful you are and how wonderful I am. So I'd never meet anybody exactly like you again, but I certainly would experience love in the way through you that I would never experience it through anyone else. So therefore, there wouldn't be any competition. And if there's no competition, then there's no jealousy. There's no fear of loss. You're not going to run up on another Earl Purdy. Now, you might run up on somebody who will tell you what I'm telling you, and you might run up on somebody who will love you for sure, but you're not going to run up on another Earl Purdy. The way that it comes through me can only come through me the way it comes through me. And when I stand up here, what I do for you to show you how much I love you is to be me as much as I can possibly be, and not who I think you might want me to be or who I think I should be based on what society says I should be like. To some people that sounds arrogant. To some people they realize that that's what this expression of what a being would say who really love you and who was really inviting you to express your individuality and wanting to see who you really were also. Because I don't like a boring life, and my life will not be boring if I stop trying to control people. Because if I try to control everybody, then they got to all act the same to keep me from being afraid. And after a while, I'm bored with them because they do the same thing, but they do the same thing because they don't want me to be afraid. And they don't want to hear all my upset. You know, you want to be with an exciting person, be with a person that's not afraid of you. And not afraid of losing you. They'll just entertain you endlessly. But somebody that's afraid of losing you, you'll never see but one aspect of them. The side that they think will make you afraid. But there's a whole lot of other sides you'll never see. They're safe, but you just won't see them. You know what I mean? Each one of you have friends who see sides of you that no one else sees. And when you're by yourself, you see sides of you that nobody else sees. And in most days, be afraid to talk about it. Isn't that right? You know what I'm talking about? We have the self we show everybody, and then we have the self we show ourselves. And the self we show ourselves is not like the self we show anybody. And if we were to tell the truth and be honest with ourselves, that's the self we like. That's the self we think is pretty cool.